This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people have fled Taliban insurgents sweeping across northern Afghanistan, fearful of their harsh rule. Dozens of families are living in a makeshift tent camp on a rocky patch of land on the edge of the city of Mazar-e Sharif. Men, women, and children are roasting in plastic tents under scorching summer heat. There is little food or water, no medical care. With no lights, they stumble in pitch blackness at night. Many of them tell of heavy-handed measures by the invading Taliban, including burning a school or taking prisoners. This is raising doubts among many over Taliban promises that Afghans, particularly minorities, have no reason to fear them. At least 50 people, now 58 people, were killed, dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. That's according to health officials and police. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, Prime Minister held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and civil defense ministers there. The manager of the hospital was also suspended in order to be arrested. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus, which has killed at least 17,000 people and infected more than 1.4 million. This is VOA News. Large contingents of Cuban police continued patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans living in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protest in Havana, which disrupted the traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstrated in others in communities around the tightly controlled country. It marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appear determined to put a stop to it. The arrest of a failed Florida businessman and the assassination of Haiti's president has deepened the mystery into an already convoluted plot. Christian Emmanuel Sanon is a 62-year-old Haitian who expressed a desire to lead his country in a YouTube video, but he is unknown in Haitian political circles, and those who know him suggest he was duped by whoever masterminded the assassination of Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's police on Sunday accused Sanon of working with those who plotted and participated in Moïse's killing, but he gave no information on the purported masterminds. The death toll in the Miami area condominium collapse has climbed to at least 94. Officials said Monday that 22 people remain unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett saying that officials are stepping up security at the site to ensure the recovery crews can preserve personal items for family members of the victims. The Miami-Dade County Mayor, Daniela Levine Cava, said a new round of COVID-19 tests have been administered to local officials after a vaccinated Miami-Dade County Commissioner who helped other officials in Surfside announced that he and his chief of staff tested positive for the virus. Millions of people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 could nevertheless find themselves barred from entering certain countries in Europe and elsewhere. The reason is that some nations do not consider the AstraZeneca vaccine sufficient if it was manufactured in India. Some health officials say the move is unnecessary and unscientific. They warn that it won't only complicate travel, but also undermine vaccine confidence. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.